Welcome to the Deep Dive. Right, today we're plunging into a topic that, if you're in the tech world, it probably keeps you up at night. How do you grow a company, you know, not just fast, but sustainably? It's one thing to have a great product, maybe even get a few big wins, but scaling it into a confident business that doesn't just, you know, collapse under its own success, that's the real challenge. The pressure's always on to grow, but the roadmap, well, it often feels a bit scribbled, doesn't it? So, how do the companies that really nail it actually do it? Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah, let's do that. Our mission today really is to cut through some of that noise for you. We want to take the raw ingredients of successful growth strategies and distill them down, make them actionable insights for you. We're looking specifically at what it means to build like truly integrated, efficient growth, what that actually looks like on the ground, particularly for tech companies, and crucially, why this kind of systematic approach isn't just, you know, nice to have. It's frankly essential if you want to scale confidently, consistently. Think of this deep dive as your maybe express lane to understanding how efficient business scaling really works, helping you grab those core ideas without wading through, you know, tons of theory.
Exactly. And the insights we're diving into today, they come from the world of serious growth. They're a high-tech consulting firm. What makes their stuff so interesting and why it kind of resonates is their focus. They're really sharp on sales companies. But it's more than that. It's where they position themselves. They say they sit right at the intersection of marketing, sales development, and sales. And when you hear that, well, the gears start turning right. Because getting those three marketing, SDR, sales to actually work together, that's where so many companies stumble. Here's where it gets really interesting.
Oh, it absolutely does. Because the fundamental problem they're tackling, as their own material lays out, it's about transforming. Transforming what are often just, well, disconnected efforts into a single repeatable growth engine. Think about that for a second. Disconnected efforts. Most companies, especially the fast-moving ones, they tend to run on like ad hoc sprints, right? Yep. A marketing campaign here, a big sales push over there. And yeah, they might get some wins, sure, but it's like trying to row a boat with three people using different oars, all pointing slightly different ways. You move, maybe, but it's not efficient. It's definitely not predictable. So the genius here in the Sautress growth approach is that emphasis on repeatable. It's not about one lucky break or a single good quarter. It's about building a system, a machine, something that consistently drives growth, and importantly, something you can replicate and scale up. That word repeatable, that's really the holy grail if you're serious about scaling.
That makes total sense. We've all seen those companies, haven't we? The ones that seem to just randomly hit it big, and then 6 months later, you're like, wait, what happened? So serious growth's core philosophy, it flows right out of that problem. Their mantra is basically, structured growth creates scalable impact. Plain and simple, so if we unpack that a bit, structured growth creates scalable impact. What does that actually mean for companies that are really serious about not just, you know, getting by, but really scaling up big time? How does structured actually translate into scalable impact practically?
Well, it means getting away from that chaos, that ad hoc stuff we just talked about. Imagine like trying to build a skyscraper without any blueprints, just sticking bricks where they kind of feel right. You might get a wall up, maybe, but it won't be stable. It definitely won't support 50 stories. Structured growth, as Sirius explains it, it's like having those detailed plans. When they talk about building a scalable growth engine, their documentation, it explains it's about seamlessly integrating things, integrating tools, experience, and strategic insight with hands-on execution. So it's not just high-level strategy chats, it's practical. It's, you know, getting your hands dirty with the application. And their goal for clients is super tangible. Help them launch smarter, convert faster, and build the systems they need to grow with confidence. Mm-hmm. It's about building this robust, almost self-running framework, something that supports continuous, even aggressive expansion without everything just breaking. They're essentially saying, look, let's build you a self-driving car for making money, not just give you a faster horse.
Ah, I love that. A self-driving car for revenue. That really paints the picture, doesn't it? That shift from constant manual pushing to something more automated, more efficient. Okay, so we get the what and the why, but the big question for you listening is always the how. How do they actually do this? In the Sautress growth material, it lays out a really clear three-stage process: assess, build, and scale. This gives you a tangible, like step-by-step framework for understanding how a company goes from, you know, scattered attempts to a really cohesive, humming growth engine.
Exactly, and the logic of it is really sound. It's like that skyscraper analogy again. You wouldn't put the roof on before the foundation, would you? So let's walk through these stages because they lay out a very logical path for sustainable growth. Okay, first up, assess. They call this the growth blueprint, which I think is brilliant. This first stage, it's all about deep understanding, really deep. It's where Sirius builds these evidence-based growth plans, and they do that through things like market research, competitor analysis, and audience mapping. Now look, anyone in business knows these terms, right? Market research, competitor analysis. But the emphasis Sirius puts on it is the depth and the integration. It's not just ticking boxes. It's about preventing those really common, really expensive mistakes down the line. I mean, we've all seen it, haven't we? Startups burning cash trying to sell, I don't know, a complex enterprise thing to tiny businesses, or the other way around, just because their initial gut feel about the market was, well, wrong. So this assess phase makes sure you know where to win and how to get there before you spend your first marketing dollar. It forces that connection between marketing's view of the market and sales view of the actual customer. So everyone's aiming at the same target, and it's a target that actually makes sense. It's your strategic map drawn with data, not just hope. Okay, then you move into the build phase. They call this growth infrastructure. This is where the operational backbone gets built, the engine itself. It's less about the big strategy and more about the actual, you know, plumbing and wiring. It focuses on designing and optimizing the key systems, marketing automation, CRM, and revenue operations. Let's pause on revenue operations, RevOps, for a sec, because that's often the unsung hero, isn't it?
Right, RevOps.
Sure.
People hear it, but maybe don't always grasp how critical it is.
Exactly. Think of RevOps as like the central nervous system. It connects all those teams that touch the customer marketing, sales, customer success, maybe finance too. It makes sure the data flows smoothly between them, that the processes are standardized, that everyone's actually working from the same playbook to drive revenue. It's so often the missing link that causes scaling problems because departments end up in their own little silos, not talking or sharing info effectively.
Mm-hmm. Different data, different goals, chaos.
Now, total chaos when you try to scale. So this build phase, it's all about getting rid of those bottlenecks before they happen, streamlining workflows, and really critically aligning your teams. The whole point is so you can scale without breaking. You're building robustness into your operations proactively. So when that growth does hit, your systems handle it instead of, you know, causing this massive internal pileup. And then finally, stage three is scale. Or growth execution. And this isn't a job done, walk away kind of thing. It's ongoing. It's dynamic. It's a partnership. In this phase, Sirius works right alongside the client's team. They help run campaigns, refine operations, and adapt strategies in real time. This is where the rubber really hits the road. And what makes it powerful is how much it leans on data-driven insights. It's not just launch and pray. It's constantly watching the numbers, analyzing what's working, what's not, and then iterating, tweaking things on the fly.
That real-time adaptation must be key. Markets change so fast.
Incredibly key. That constant feedback loop informed by hard data. That's how they keep momentum high and deliver measurable, lasting growth. It's about creating this cycle of continuous improvement. You're always responding to what the market, what your customers, what the data is telling you. So you're not just growing, you're growing smarter every single step of the way.
Wow. That three-pillar approach, assess, build, scale, it really does bring it all together logically, doesn't it? From understanding to building the machine to then running and tuning it based on real results, it paints a super clear picture. And the Sirius growth findings, they're very clear about who this is really for. They say explicitly they partner with B2B tech startups, SaaS firms, and scale-ups from founder-led teams to Series A.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're really zeroing in on those companies right at that critical point, either just about to explode or already trying to manage that intense growth phase. It's for companies feeling that pressure to scale, but crucially, who don't want to just, you know, wing it and hope for the best.
And if we kind of zoom out and connect this to the bigger picture for you, the listener, the value here is just huge. It's about getting past those common traps of like piecemeal marketing efforts or sales funnels that aren't really optimized, you know, instead of just throwing spaghetti at the wall and hoping something sticks.
Which happens a lot.
It happens constantly. This is about moving to a unified strategic approach, one that ensures growth is predictable and maybe most importantly, repeatable. It shifts growth from being this like hopeful wish to being an engineered outcome. This kind of structured approach, it cuts down risk, it boosts efficiency, and ultimately it frees up the founders, the leadership, frees them up from constantly putting out fire so they can actually focus on, you know, innovating and leading the company forward. It's basically turning a potentially chaotic process into a reliable engine you can count on.
Absolutely. And the core benefit for you listening right now, whether you're that founder wrestling with growth, or maybe a marketing lead trying to get sales on the same page, or honestly, just someone fascinated by how businesses scale effectively. The benefit is that this approach is all about designing clear strategies, implementing smart automation, and uniting teams around the actions that drive measurable impact. It's about making growth systematic. Understandable, not just some mysterious force you hope visits your company. It's truly the difference between, I guess, building your house on sand versus building it on a really solid foundation. So what does this all mean? When we pull it all together, what's the big takeaway here? What we've really unpacked today is that for tech companies especially, that sustainable, scalable growth, it doesn't just happen. It's not an accident. And it definitely doesn't happen just by throwing more people at disconnected tasks. It really hinges completely on strategically aligning and seamlessly integrating those core functions, marketing and sales, and that whole integrated process.
It has to be guided by data, driven by a structured approach like assess, build, scale, and built with this relentless focus on repeatability. That's the difference, isn't it? Between just flailing around in a busy market and confidently pushing forward with clear, consistent momentum.
It really is. And this raises an important question, I think, for you to take away and maybe mull over. How can these principles of structured growth, you know, starting with that honest assessment to really understand your landscape, then building the right infrastructure, the right systems to support what you want to do, and then executing using real-time data to constantly adapt and get better over? How could you apply those principles not just to growing a business, but maybe to any area in your own life or work, any area where you're looking to get consistent, scalable impact from efforts that might feel a bit scattered right now? What would it actually mean to connect your efforts, maybe personal projects, career growth, even how you learn new things to get a repeatable, confident outcome, whatever that outcome might be for you?